All right, here's the deal. E-Bomb is here. Eric Bauman, Bauman Sr., are here. They've been feverishly working on their website, which is nationally known. Let me tell you, before I do their announcement, that in the, I believe, current edition of the Rolling Stone, on page 25, it lists .com sitcoms. There's a comedy revolution going on, and it's happening online, according to Rolling Stone magazine. E-Bomb's World. Logging more than a million hits per day, E-Bomb's World is a clearinghouse for online comedy, with user-submitted videos, jokes, and soundboards featuring the best lines from Napoleon Dynamite and The Big Lebowski. A new section hosts clips of up-and-coming stand-up comics. 26, it says star power. 26-year-old Eric Bauman, launching the site as a teenager in 1997. He says one of the keys to our success is the site's underground look. People know they're going to get quality. Unlike, say, Comedy Central, we don't have to censor ourselves. Comedians like Mad TV's Ari Spears and Christian Finnegan, best known to comedy fans as the hapless white guy on Chappelle's show, Mad Real World, Trey Parker and Matt Stone's animated short Princess, featuring pets, porno, and a very gory BJ. Can you say BJ?
I think so. Today we can.
A bit much, even for South Park fans. In other words, perfect for the internet. Big review in Rolling Stone magazine.
Huge.
Now, the cool thing, you know, I grew up going, man, I'm not kidding you. Now, Eric's sitting right here.
Yeah.
He's not excited about being in Rolling Stone. He's 26 years old. He should be. At my age, what's the difference? But I grew up hoping someday, could I ever get my name in this motherfucker?
Yeah.
Can I get my name in there?
Without it being a mugshot?
I mean, here I am with a stupid-ass radio show for 20 years. I ain't got a sniff.
No.
And you're bony, young, 26-year-old, stupid computer geek ass gets in the magazine. Nice, a nice piece.
It's huge.
Nice piece. Now, on top of that, what day was it I called you about that you just missed that letter, Neil?
Which one?
Remember I said you guys that letter was in the paper about all the TV shows? Well, anyways, you mentioned it to me last night, but a couple of days ago there was a letter to the paper about how Rochester is booming with national action. We got Teddy Geiger on the Love Monkey.
Yeah.
And then they mentioned an obscure, semi-obscure documentary, I think, locally made, that's going to be on CNN.
CNN Presents, right.
Let me tell you something. E-Bomb is out all over the country today, and this is kind of in-depth, but
that's the gist.
USA Network, USA goddamn network, has struck a deal with Fox Television Studios to create a show based on the wildly successful extreme content online site E-Bomb's World.
Damn.
Nice.
The one-hour pilot called E-Bomb's World. You sitting with E-Bomb, Tommy.
Damn.
And he's got his own show.
And he looks thrilled.
In all honesty.
I'm the one hungover. You're hungover.
In all honesty, the kid's got to be a geek. He's good looking for a geek and screws it up. He should, if he looked like Napoleon Dynamite, I would get more of a kid.
True.
He's a good looking kid.
Yeah.
And he's E-Bomb. The one-hour pilot called E-Bomb's World is being eyed as a late-night companion special with USA's highly successful WWE, Monday Night Raw. It's going to start airing this spring.
Nice.
The announcement was made today by Jeff Watchell, USA's executive VP of original programming. E-Bomb's World is being developed in USA's alternative series and specials divisions. Named as the number one ultimate website in FHM Magazine's top 100 list.
Jeez.
Number one.
Yeah.
Wow. EBombsWorld.com is the top extreme video site in the world. Now, by the way, I my desk is messed up. I wanted to show you guys the letter from one of your hate fans that is no longer a listener of the Wheeze because I'm friends of yours.
Yeah.
And they sent it to the bosses. You've lost a listener.
You've lost a
listener. All the crappy stuff I've done, I've lost a listener because of E-Bomb.
Sorry.
You know, no. I got to laugh when you read that piece in Rolling Stone about the comics in there. And I'm thinking about the local comics that didn't want to be on your site. How dumb that move was.
Well, we beat them up good enough.
But, I mean, now...
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. You know, you know what I would do now if I was eating a bomb? I wouldn't let the motherfuckers on the site. Because now that the TV... Now, because there was no TV show two weeks ago.
Right.
Now there's TV show.
There was no article in Rolling Stone.
Right. Yeah, it is funny. Those guys didn't like local ones.
Yeah. Imagine,
you know, Don Herrera's got no problem. Slayton.
Yeah. Slayton's done it twice.
Yeah. Huh.
Maybe those guys are joke thieves. And they don't want people to know.
That's a good point.
Ah,
that's a point.
Never thought of that.
E-Bomb's world began in 1998 as the brainchild of New York high school student Eric Bauman. Ooh, they make you New York style. It always looks good.
They didn't want to put Rochester.
Right. It's true. That's the fun thing. It's true. You are from New York. But when they're reading this in L.A., it looks better.
Mm.
Probably some of your hate calls coming in. Can we play?
Play.
Anyway, let me go on. This is like a many-page press release. Who wrote this?
USA and Fox.
Phenomenal.
These guys like an advertisement for us. We were just overjoyed. It looked like I wrote it.
The website, which now receives more than 21,000 submissions a week, recently signed a multi-million dollar advertising deal with Coca-Cola.
Oh, no.
Never. You're not allowed to say that? You hit that. We delayed that.
Yeah,
not even on the radio.
You got an old copy.
Let me know.
That's the only thing that was changed.
Everything else is cool?
Yep.
And counts Howard Stern and comedian Tom Green amongst his fans. All of this has made E-Bomb a legend among his predominantly male 16 to 34-year-old fan base. Hosted by a pair of counterculture comedians. I love that term, by the way.
Counterculture?
Yeah. Can you introduce me to the culture comedians? These counterculture
Factors. Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, thank you.
Carrot Top.
Thank you. All right. They'll bring the most shocking and extreme content to late-night television in a fast-paced, irreverent hour of outrageous clips, jokes, and commentary. The show will feature clips from the website as well as new exclusive content and interviews with past and new E-Bomb World video subjects who will be asked to account for their outlandish behavior if they dare. Now, Jason Lee, can we say all this stuff?
Yeah, we can say. Jason Lee was definitely interested in doing the show just before the Earl thing, and it's NBC, and he's still interested. He's in contention.
You spoke the last few days.
Our agent has spoken with their agent.
Because he would host the show, right?
Yeah. He would host the show with a sidekick.
You're introducing them to something, and that's it.
And they need sidekicks? That's the part that
they're going to have a sidekick, I guess. That's where the two counterculture comedians
are. E-Bomb should be the sidekick.
They wanted to put him in a cupboard. And you know, just pretend the cupboard opens and something comes out. So there's a lot of things going on with the team right now, and they're just getting it really assembled. So
TV isn't my thing, anyways.
what is?
I don't know. I'd rather be hiding behind a computer doing my thing rather than be in LA on television and screwing around with that.
The truth is the truth. Wow. That's how you feel.
That's how you got to where you are.
He had a chance to go on Conan and
chickened out.
He doesn't want to do it.
It's not my thing.
So how well are you enjoying this whole process, then, if you like to be the one behind the website, having to go out and meet these celebrities to potentially host the show?
He's got to do that now. Me and Tommy have been hanging with the E-Bomb team for a few months.
Yeah.
I have suggestions. They probably piss him off. If we could put a young guy mask on your father, see. That's who I would say. He seems a lot different than you to me.
He is. That's okay, though.
I'm not saying it ain't.
That's okay. He's, you know, if there's a spotlight, I'm looking for it, and he's running away from it.
That's why he's him, and you're you.
And you make a good team.
It's a good marriage. I take care of almost all the business end of things, and he has that cash register going. He creates the content and gets the model.
That's perfect, I would think, for a business
ideal
partnership.
Ideal situation.
Except it's your dad.
Yeah, how's your relationship? I dig your old man, but I'm old.
But we always take other guys' fathers.
I look at it a different way because it's someone I know I can trust, and
another good thing.
And we couldn't trust our fathers, really.
And we're not even lying.
That's not true.
It is too true.
He sold his Corvette behind his back when he was in NOM.
Yeah.
Your fathers are not the business deals with your dad.
My father's stealing liquor out of my house.
Hold on. Doc.
Hey, good morning, Weeze.
What's happening, brother?
Listen, I was just cruising on E-Bomb's site, and I found a program that they have for sale on one of their ads that view upcoming cards, your opponent's pocket cards. It's a way to cheat.
You got that on your website?
We have thousands of advertisements.
Yeah.
Really?
And it's called Poker RNG version 4.0.
Yeah, listen to me, Doc. It's a bunch of crap.
That's what I figured.
We have investigated the site. And what they do is they send you a book on how to get the vibe. That's it.
Oh, hell.
How to read tales.
I mean, we've been through this many times.
So they've got to teach me how to lose, huh?
Yeah, that's it. Can you figure that out yourself without the book?
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that, you know. Welcome home, too, brother.
Thank you, brother. Welcome home to you, too, Doc.
Okay, thanks. So, I just wanted to see if it was legit. I figured it wasn't.
It ain't.
You know.
I mean, it's not what it says it is. Those that advertisement's been all over the joint. Brian.
Hey, Weez.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just wanted to share a quick story about this rising young star you got sitting with him there. I'll just say
you know who this is?
No idea, but I'm dying to hear it.
Are you scared?
I'm petrified.
Go ahead, Brian.
Nothing bad. This is a funny cat right here, all right? I remember sitting in 11th grade social studies, and we put on a movie, and all of a sudden, the teacher would put it on, and the channel would be changing. And this cat, E, would be sitting in the back of the room with the remote. He had the universal remote, and he was changing the channel. And then we'd be sitting in class, and you'd see some kid doing something crazy in the hallway, and you look out, and there he was. So this guy, he's a funny guy, and
thanks, buddy.
I'm glad you're successful, man. I got to go because I'm running late to work.
That was nice of you, Brian.
Wish you the best of the luck, and funny guy, man.
Thank you, man.
See you later.
E-Bomb's world is everything that late-night television should be, said Andre. It's exciting, hip, irreverent, funny, and completely unpredictable. The impact will be phenomenal and will add some sizzle to late-night programming. Fox Television Studios is a program supplier to the major U.S. and international broadcast and cable networks. It just goes on. It says here, is this guy like the producer, Simon? How do you say his name?
Simon Andre is the executive producer.
He's an award-winning producer and one of the most highly regarded executives in unscripted programming, having created and produced innovative and provocative shows for many of the best-known broadcasters in Europe and the United States. His credits include alternative documentary series Body Shock, Psycho, and Sexology, and the breakthrough specials The Autopsy and Jump London.
Oh, I love Autopsy on HBO.
That was T's favorite.
Yeah.
In addition to his TV credits, he's published, author, and a member of the American Academy of Clinical Sexologists. That I'm
he's
afraid
a sexologist?
Of. And has written articles about love and sex for Esquire, The Observer, Daily Telegraph, and a bunch of other magazines. His published titles include Anatomy of Desire. I'm worried about this. I don't want to meet this dude.
You're he's a great him. Guy. Great guy, Weez.
E, cover your key when you go out there. I don't like this guy.
He's too much into
too much sex. Too much sex.
Yeah, but he's in the UK. In the UK, sex is...
Oh, that's the guy you were telling me.
Yeah, and he did a weird show in the UK about the 101 craziest sex acts. And they had... they can get away with a lot more.
Right. Well, that must have been a smash.
And it was one. It was pretty cool. We saw tapes of him.
He published titles including The Science and Psychology of Sex, Love, and Marriage, as well as a best-selling series of books written with his weird twin brother, Giles,
yeah,
based on the animated character Purple Ronnie. This guy's a freak. This guy's a freak. Perfect for you guys.
He is very,
absolutely
very
cool, though.
He must have been the one that found you.
No, but he flew to London to meet us in New York almost 7 months ago.
He flew from London to New York?
Yeah, and now he's taken residence here in California and started this team up to do E-Bomb. So, obviously, we are
exciting.
Flattered and
well, I got to remember to tell Jack tomorrow to make sure he writes a big story on you guys with this TV show for crying out loud.
Marshall should, too, because Marshall does television.
Yeah, that's a guarantee. We'll get you a Star magazine. It ain't quite Rolling Stone.
Can you guys?
I got a hunch it's seen by more people, though, for some reason.
I don't know. Can you tell us more specifically what the show is going to be, what the content's going to be, and how it's going to be set up?
It's basically going to be clips from our site along with fresh clips. And we're going to have, like, talents. We're going to have people that one of the best parts about the show is people that do crazy things in the clips. We're going to get them in on the show and interview them, ask them what they were thinking when they did some of these things.
So it's going to be, like, a live audience for this host to interact with?
Yes.
Yeah, too.
1 hour variety, and they're going to have a comedy act and a band and a.
This is
the variety show that's been lacking in TV.
Just yesterday, we were talking TV, and then somebody called up and thought that the spike in reality TV shows might be partly because people miss the variety show programming.
But they tried the variety show last year with Jessica Simpson.
But I think that was just a one-shot deal, wasn't it? Were they trying to make that a series, or was that just a special?
I think they were going for a series. It just didn't work. Yeah. But I could be wrong.
No, I think you're right. Every Friday night, I think they tried.
Yeah.
Doesn't Leno and Letterman...
We're talking more of Ed Sullivan.
And don't forget, their shows still are... Like Tommy says, Ed Sullivan style. You know, the late-night shows are still... You still got a guy at a desk, and it's not completely, you know, bringing out the ventriloquists and all the crap that you can have. Anyways, listen. The city should be proud of you. Okay. I don't know where that guy is and won't listen anymore. Oh, I know. He ain't listening.
Yeah.
Man, he would have been pissed.
I bet you he is listening.
I bet you're going to
Tommy Douchebag's house. Ironically.
Tommy Douchebag Dolan.
We're bracing ourselves for an onslaught of, you know, I mean.
Now you're going to get worse.
Probably.
That's how you know you're a success. More people hate you.
He's already had vandalism.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys agree with me, but I think most TV kind of stinks. So, most television shows.
By the way, as an old guy, and I think Tommy agrees, we think TV is great. I think most TV stinks is a cliche that people have been throwing around. Bruce Springsteen even wrote a song about TV stinking. But, man, with 100 channels, believe me.
You can find something.
You can find a lot of something.
There's a lot of crap out there.
There's a lot of crap.
If you wanted to be smart, I mean, there's all kinds of educational stuff on the TV all over the joint.
But a lot of the stuff that we're not really fans of is the stuff that people are looking at. And you've got a great network like Trio that couldn't make it.
Right. Well, it's proving what people want.
Mm-hmm.
Hate that.
Right.
You know, it's not thoughtful stuff. It's not what people want.
And look at WB and UPN.
They're merging.
Emergence.
I mean, we're tickled to be associated with USA.
So you're going
to
be on USA.
USA.
Right after wrestling on Monday
right
night.
After WWE.
That's one of the highest rated shows when football's not on is that WWE.
And they're going to try and work it in throughout WWE. They're going to have
promos?
Bits and pieces of.
Of course they are.
That's huge.
See, their audience there of 12, 14, 16-year-old kids, their Law and Order comes on and 3.5 million kids are turning the thing off. And
well, I don't know what they're watching at that age on network.
Well, they're not going to stay on USA's once wrestling goes off. And,
oh, they
Law and Order. That's the big
that's
Law and Order thing. Right?
That wrestling draws most weeks, I think, between 6 and 8 million people.
Correct.
Wow.
It's in the top 10 shows every single week.
On cable shows, yeah.
All right, we got to take a break. Listen, congratulations. Yeah. Neil Bauman,
thanks,
Eric
Weez.
Bauman.
Thanks, Weez.
Father and son team. Putting Rochester on the map with E-Bombs World on the USA Network on Monday night, starting in the spring after wrestling right out of Rochester. That E-Bombs World from the E-Bomb. So what? He's getting death threats. It's still a success.
That's how you know you're at the top, buddy. Like a president. Every day somebody wants to take a shot.
How scary are computer geeks?
Yeah.
Man, if they're so pissed off at someone else's success, they get wild.